You're with SBS Radio.
There is much to learn from Indigenous people on their knowledge of native bush foods and what is on offer. And many of the bush tucker ingredients are now known as superfoods, like rye berries, kwandongs, kakadu plums, finger limes, and lemon myrtle, just to name a few deadly delights. And all of these ingredients not only add depth of flavour to our cooking, but bush tucker can also be used for many different medicinal benefits. What would you say if I offered you a lily pilly chicken lollipop? Or how about a lemon myrtle iced tea? Or what about a native fusion pizza? Well, it's all possible in the bush tucker world. I'm Kerry Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast.
I think bush tucker is the best because it really is versatile and it shows our rich cultural background, our history, you know, all the foods we used to eat. It's known as superfood these days and, yeah, there's so many benefits to eating it.
You just heard there from Nayuka Bundle from the Power Catering Company in Victoria. And the fusing of foods that are non-Indigenous can be easily adapted into deadly recipes by using different native ingredients to create a link between Western and ancient culinary traditions through the use of native herbs and spices. And it may sometimes be difficult depending on where you live, but the aim is to utilise local produce instead of getting it in from interstate.
So when we do the fusion foods, we like to create a sort of a fusion between Western and native ingredients. So that can be just like your average, say, sausage roll or pie. And what we would do is one of our favourite things to do is we call it kangaroo pie. So we get some puff pastry and we've got this little special kangaroo mixture that we slow cook and put that in the pie and they come out really nice and crispy and they're one of our, you know, everyone loves those. So we try to do things that fusion food that people would really like in terms of like Western foods that you can easily, you know, adapt the ingredients to suit the native herbs and spices that we would use. And, yeah, we've had really great feedback. That's one of our favourite things we like to use in our corporate caterings or events or community functions. People love those little pies. What we've been trying to do is really source from Victoria, which is sort of hard to do, and that's something that we're working on is to try and bring Victorian produce as a main, you know, like game changer so we don't have to get it imported, which is only from New South Wales or South Australia. And one of the ones that we love to use is lemon myrtle. I mean, I know everyone uses that, but it's such a good herb that you can really, it's really strong, brings really great flavours in. You can add it into a little pinch, adds like really, really great depth of flavour. One of the ones we used to use it in is the iced tea. And just a little sprinkle of that in powder form and it just creates like a whole new flavour burst just to your average iced tea. We use wattle seeds, kwandongs, rye berries is another great one. That's really great. You know, they're three times more folate than blueberries, so they're really good for you. Early pregnancy rye berries are really great because they've got the folate, so that helps with the development of the babies. And it's really great for desserts and things, so yeah, really versatile.
Bush foods are growing in popularity, but it's only now in recent years people are starting to realise the overall positive benefits of eating traditional bush tucker. Many native foods are now considered superfoods, and it's in recent times Indigenous people are now also reclaiming their own space across the native produce sector in Australia.
I think people are starting to realise the benefits and the flavours. Like what I was saying before about the ribose, even just like a pinch of that and the benefits are, you know, some people call them superfoods and things. And I think that if they just look at the culture and the history of what we used to eat and how we used to eat them, it just proves why we are such a old continuing culture, because of the nutrients and benefits of what we used to eat is still, you can still create that nowadays with what we've got. Like, so Indigenous people are taking back that native produce in sector and industry, and it's creating jobs, and people are really seeing the benefits of the story as well. So it not only helps community and creates jobs, but it tastes really good, the nutrients is there, and I think people are just really starting to realize just how good it is.
Nioka's catering business, Power, wants to offer consumers a new experience with their cooking of Indigenous ingredients. And business has changed due to coronavirus in Victoria, so they have had to quickly adapt to the changing times. So they've developed a new foodie concept to bring native produce to the people in their homes with a new food kit.
We are doing native fusion pizza kits, and they'll be available very, very soon. So this concept came about during COVID, and what we were trying to do is bring the native produce to people, showing them how easy it is to use at home. You know, you can make it into a pizza, you can make it into curries, things like that. So, there'll be more information on our website on this, but, it'll be coming out very, very soon. So we're excited to get that out to people.
So what should we be doing as consumers to educate ourselves on bush tucker? And in particular, how does one source fresh native produce locally?
There's so many resources online just to, read about it, recipe inspirations. If you just type in Google, there's so many ideas. And as I was saying, it's really easy and versatile just to put a little pinch into any recipe here and there and just experiment, I'd say, and go to your local grocers or markets and ask if they have the fresh native herbs, which most of them do. And, just experiment with your family, and all you can do is try, and it works, basically. Any ingredient works.
Dwayne Harrison is from the New South Wales coast and runs a catering business, Miricha Munja, with his partner, and they also have a food truck they've called Munja to sell their own bush tucker cooking delights. Dwayne is inspired by his own family in his cooking and has learned much culture from his own mob, which he likes to share this cultural knowledge with others.
In English translation, it means hungry fish, blackfish. Maricha is hungry, and Munja means blackfish. So that's the language of what we know as the Nurku people, which are a little sub-dialect in the far southeastern pocket. So they actually are a freshwater dialect of what we know as the Yuin Kurik language group, which goes from the Shoalhaven River down to Genoa across the Victorian border. So it goes inland a little bit up into the places of Delegat and Bombala, down through and bypass the Bega Valley. So that's my grandmother's grandfather's country, and that's the language that I speak. But I get a lot of my cultural nous through my grandfather, Uncle Max Harrison, or known as Jala Bulamunmun. My cooking ability, and I must state that my wife is probably a lot better executioner and presenter of food than I am, but my food goes okay. But my cooking I suppose my cooking skills and my love of cooking actually come from my mother's line and my mum's line. I'm Irish Gaelic, so my mum's dad was a cook on the ocean liners. It was a Gaelic, started as a Gaelic cook. So I got a love for cooking with him, you know, from the early age, as we do more than likely with our grandparents from about three. But obviously, as I grew, I got under my grandfather's wing on my dad's line, which is my Aboriginal line, and learnt culture. So Nuritjimunja and the way that I approach food and the way I cook and teach people is a culmination of both those worlds.
Modern cuisines with an Indigenous twist is what Duane has to offer on a plate to his customers. And with coronavirus, business is actually booming more than ever for his bespoke home deliveries.
It's still obviously using flavours of bush tucker and natives, and as we probably are aware, or those that aren't, there's around 6,000 different flavours from nuts to fruits to different spices that we can use, and proteins, you know, throughout the country they call Australia. So there's plenty of. A lot of mob out there know their own, you know, cultural ways of, you know, cooking the ways that they do things. But I suppose from our perspective, we lent in on a Indigenous twist to sort of more modern cuisine, such as the Texas low and slow. So I do a lot of barbecue low and slow cook, which is essentially fire cooked meat, but just obviously in a bit deadlier version, right? And technology, using, you know, smokers and barbecue smokers and stuff. But I also do more of a traditional style for the right events as well, such as a fire coal cooked paper bark snapper as well. So we do home deliveries at the moment throughout, as we all know, COVID and what happened. We had to do some pretty gnarly pivoting in that space, and we ended up coming up with some cold pack deliveries, which were quite popular and still continue to be locally in the Shoalhaven when we're based in Killala Bay. But we also do dinner nights, pop-up restaurants, which is a bit more of a higher-end cuisine that we bring to the table as such. And we do dinner nights of around 30 people. We're currently sold out of those dinner nights, and we're just in the process now of launching a couple of newer dates for our dinner nights, which we partner with a few local providers. But at the moment, we're partnering and collabing with Silo's Winery near Berry, in between Berry and Nowra. So those have been a hit as well. So in that space, we take people through the story, eh? You know, take them through that cultural interpretation and give them, you know, the essence of where the food and some of the story, you know, to what we bring out. So it's a bit of a diverse range. My wife does some incredible grazing boxes, which you've probably seen as well, which are quite popular for example, weekenders, you know, girls' getaways. We're obviously in a holiday location, so that's quite popular. Family, you know, Airbnb stays, and also sometimes for staff development or corporate settings as well.
The coronavirus has left many businesses simply out of work with doors closed. Yet Duane says he has had to adapt to new ways of doing business, and business is booming, but he has had to park his food truck Munja away for now until post-COVID.
Yeah, well, we nicknamed the food truck Munja. Obviously, with events being not so prominent at the moment, Munja's having a bit of a spell in the paddock, so to speak. But when we do pop up with our street food, which at the moment we're sort of, as you could appreciate, holding off till probably 21 until we start, you know, rolling the trailer out to different events. But we were doing some stuff at a local brewery, and in that sort of realm, we're offering, you know, everything from Lily Pilly chicken lollipops to our local star dish, which is a lemon myrtle blackfish, which is a local ludric or a weed fish, fried off in some native river meat, you know, served with a bit of slaw and some sourdough. So we're kind of missing that sort of realm, but yeah, we're pretty confident we can get back and kicking in 2021 in that space a little more, so people can come and visit us when we do pop up the trailer again.
Duane is encouraging others across the wider community to join in and work in the industry, and he sees much potential in Indigenous people being involved in small business within the culinary space.
I see a great deal of potential, like everybody else. The reality speak of me, sis, and I know this is a dialogue for that, is that I really want to encourage any of the community people or even non-Indigenous people that are tuning in to this yarn today is ask yourself the question, number one, how can I be involved? And if you're a non-Indigenous ally, how can I get involved in, you know, the culinary space? Or maybe you're a local chef or cook in a community. How can I involve the local community? Even if it might be just a seasonality sort of opportunity, or, you know, engaging a local business. Those are all the ways that you can move forward. So, yes, I see the prosperity. I hope that one day when we go to, you know, a place or a community or a town, or, you know, you're on holidays, that you're not just looking for the local Chinese, Indian, Italian, French restaurant. You're actually, you know, in the forefront of everybody's minds is where's the local, you know, blackfellas serving food or Indigenous people, you know. So that to me, like, it would be with a lot of the mob that are involved in this space. That's essentially the big goal, right? That's what we all want to aspire to.
And this is it for this episode of our podcast series. Thank you to our guests today, Nayuka Bundle from Power and Duane Harrison from Miricha, Munja. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can listen to our other NITV podcasts, Take It Black and Ballin' Out. And you can listen just by going to where you get your podcasts from.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.